and I was preparing to follow them when I jammed my left foot in the grating of the top and capsized on my nose. I had been up nearly the whole of the previous night and on deck the whole of the day, and actively employed too, as during the great part of it blew a gale. I stooped down in some pain to see what had bolted me to the grating, but I had no sooner extricated my foot than, overworked and over-fatigued as I was, I fell over in the soundest sleep that ever I have enjoyed before or since, the back of my neck resting on a coil of rope so that my head hung down within it. The rain all this time was beating on me, and I was drenched to the skin. I must have slept for 4 hours or so, when I was awakened by a rough thump on the side from the stumbling foot of the captain of the top, the word having been passed to shake a reef out of the topsail, the wind having rather suddenly gone down. It was done, and now broad awake, I determined not to be caught napping again, so I descended and swung myself in on deck out of the main rigging, just as Mr. Treenail was mustering the crew at 8 bells. When I landed on the quarter-deck, there he stood, abaft the binnacle, with a light shining on his face, his glazed hat glancing, and the raindrops sparkling at the brim of it. He had noticed me the